you have any Craigslist horror stories, love to hear them. You can tweet us at PetchNamie or 424-1234. There's a guy in Massachusetts, right? Uh-huh. He sells his printer, just a black and white printer, not even colored ink, just black and white, online on Craigslist for 40 bucks. Ends up involved in a $30,000 lawsuit. The buyer said the printer was broken after all this in and out of court. I mean, over the 6 years, the buyer filed a lawsuit for breach of contract, fraud, conversion, deceptive advertising, and emotional distress. He eventually won after 6 years in court for breach of contract, 30 grand. The guy who sold it is appealing, but he's already spent 12 grand in legal fees.
That's insane, isn't it?
It is. All for a $40 printer. Just throw it out.
I remember I upgraded some DJ equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I put some of my older stuff that I had up for sale. And Craigslist is just the easiest way to do
that. Sure,
and
it's free.
Yeah. So, and I always remember this real shady guy came to the house. And I just had the stuff in the garage. Like, I didn't have it in the house. But, like you could tell he was, like, checking out the garage while
he was scoping things out, casing the place.
Yeah, you know, and then he was kind of, you know, and I put when I had, advertised it on Craigslist, like the price is firm because I just wanted to get rid of it, so I wasn't charging crazy amounts of money. Like, there was a couple of amps and a mixer and some speakers and stuff. And he's like, then trying to haggle with me for the price, and I'm like, no, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And then I'd put on there cash only because obviously you've got to be careful with that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then he's trying to say, well, I'll pay you, I've only got a check and stuff, and all. It was all very like,
you're about to get scammed.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, I'm good. It's all cash. And then, like, he left and then called me and then came back. And then brought it. He purchased the stuff.
With cash?
With cash.
He was trying to get one over on you.
It was very weird. Like, it was just that, but it just kind of, I don't know. Like, there was just a really like weird and shady vibe about this guy.
I don't know. I know the police department in Harrington has put it out there that they offer to, if you are buying or selling something on Craigslist and you want to meet somewhere safe, that you can meet out front of the police department in Harrington.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I don't know if Milford's done that or Dover. Like, I don't know if that's a common thing. I just know that I remember specifically Harrington did that. I never had any weird issues like that. Well, the only thing I had when I moved to Portland, Oregon, I looked for a roommate on Craigslist because I was only going out there for 3 months to intern one summer. And I find this girl, and I'm interning for the morning show, so I have to get up at 3:30, 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I said, listen, I can't have any late night parties. It's not going to work for me. I got to get up early. She's, I mean, perfect roommate, right? I go there and it's an apartment, a 2-bedroom apartment. All it was 2 bedrooms, a bathroom and a kitchen.
Okay.
And then it had like a little hallway, but there was no common air or anything.
Right.
And I walk in, I'm like, this has a weird smell, but it's Portland and it's all hippie and hipsters. And I'm like, it's probably organic cleaning that she uses. And it was an older building.
Okay.
So I come to find out, I'd been there for like a week and a half because she kept her door shut and I never went in there.
Right.
She comes home one night and I hear her go, oh, my babies. And she's got 8 guinea pigs and they all start squealing.
Oh.
Yeah. And she built a cage for them out of wood, which they go to the bathroom in the cage, so it just soaks in.
Oh.
It was disgusting. I'm like, I woke up one time and she was a larger chick and there was peanut butter and jelly smeared on the counter and shrimp tails. Like, what the hell did you eat? What kind of mix of food is that?
It's a gross mix of food.
Yeah,
that is.
I was glad because I almost gave her the 3 months rent up front and I didn't.
That's good.
I paid 1 month. I lasted there a month, but she was gross, man.
Oh, foresight.
Craigslist.
There.
Yeah. Do you have any Craigslist horrors? My babies. They're like, what the hell? Why wouldn't you tell somebody if you have 8 of something?
You would just say, hey, I've got 8 cats. It doesn't bother you, does it?
Yeah, I have 8 horses. If you have 8 ducks running, I don't care.
Anything.
If you have 8 of anything in your house and you got somebody coming to tell them, that's your problem. Do you have any Craigslist horror stories? You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.